tacks, car magnets, and much more, we have you covered. Offering great pricing, along with creative graphics and on-time delivery for over 30 years, AKD always makes the grade. Please call or visit us in Montgomery at 277-8433 or in Prattville at 361-2133. Or check us out online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
The people that were questioning that statement, was it too tough? Maybe it wasn't tough enough. If anything, maybe that statement wasn't tough enough. That statement may not be tough enough.
WACV Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. A response from North Korea after President Trump's tweeted warning touting our military's preparedness.
Quote, that military solutions are now fully in place, locked and loaded, should North Korea act unwisely.
Fox's Rich Edson. A North Korean paper writing the U.S. will have to pay a very high price. A growing food scandal in Europe, where officials are saying 15 EU member nations plus China and Switzerland have received contaminated egg or egg products, and a unique case of breaking and entering.
An Arlington, Virginia man came back from a holiday only to find that someone had broken into his apartment. But was anything stolen? No. Not only that, the apartment had been cleaned. As far as he could tell, while some things have been moved around to stack things a bit neater, nothing's been stolen.
Fox's Gary Baumgarten. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Dense fog advisory in effect until 9 a.m. Visibility down to a quarter of a mile or less in spots. Take it easy out there. Otherwise, a flash flood watch again today. There'll be some partial sunshine later, high around 90. Scattered showers and thunderstorms become rather numerous again by the afternoon and evening, and maybe even some leftover showers tonight. Overnight low 75. Tomorrow and Sunday, highs around 90, partly sunny, a generous supply of afternoon and evening storms both days, about 50 to 60% coverage. Lows at night around 74, not much change Monday. Download our weather app. Stay on top of the weather changes, hourly forecasts, push notifications for watches and warnings, plus radar and future radar. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. Well, the city has 19 new police officers. That's right. They completed a 20-week training program. They're going to be assigned to the MPD's patrol division. So watch out now when you're out on the streets. You might have one of those rookies pull you over. The city of Montgomery cut the ribbon on the new Dexter Alley. It connects the parking deck on Washington Street to historic Dexter Avenue. Now, the Dexter Alley is a public-private partnership. Foshi Companies and the Dexter Group involved. They hope to increase business in downtown Montgomery. The new alleyway has a Mama Goldberg's and a Frio's Popsicles. Montgomery police were called to Wimbledon Road. That's off Virginia Loop. They arrived, found a man shot, non-life-threatening injuries. He was transported. They are continuing to try to sort out what exactly happened over on Wimbledon Road. That's a look at your headlines. I'm Wendell Jay.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, where we will be adding new mattress styles all month long. We are loaded with bargain sets great for the college bound, including twin long, full, queens, and kings. We have fabulous mattresses from Simmons, Serta, and Beauty Rest on sale, as well as many excellent headboards and beds. We have some really nice day beds, chests, dressers, mirrors, and nightstands in stock and on sale. I have over 130 adjustable bases in twin long, full, and queen sizes at closeout prices. Mr. Sandman stocks hundreds of mattresses in Montgomery for fast pickup or prompt delivery. We also stock beds, frames, lift chairs, and some amazing pillows. No interest financing is available with approved credit. Whether you need a budget set, really nice mid-range sets, or some of the best mattresses made, you need to visit Mr. Sandman. We really try to help you find the best fit for you within your budget. No high pressure to finance more than you plan to spend. On the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14, 3 miles east of I-65 in Millbrook, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Mr. Sandman.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday.
Friday, Jack!
Yes, sirree, Bob, or Baron.
Yes, sirree, Jacksky. 272-9228 is the number if you want to party and fun with us today. Got 3 hours of delicious radio ahead.
Of anything goes Friday.
Absolutely anything goes. You know, somebody tested my Monday through Thursday yesterday. They got off topic a little bit.
I heard.
I let them go.
I heard it was horrible.
It was wonderful. It was a great conversation. It was Bob. Bob can do that sometimes. Bob can get a little off topic. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman with you from 9 to noon each and every day for your smorgasbord of philosophically consistent, intellectually honest talk radio from 9 to noon every single day, Jack.
That's hard to believe.
It's absolutely amazing.
Well, at least Monday through Wednesday and then on Friday. I don't know what goes on over here on
Thursday. I know, but it's easier to say every single day.
I heard
day.
It was like off the map yesterday. Like, yeah, there was no map.
There was no map. We got a little weird yesterday. Now we
had Vasco da Gama just kind of sailing around not knowing where the hell he was going.
I don't think that's quite how he left port, but we'll give you that.
Wasn't he from Portugal?
I believe they all were from Portugal, weren't they? Weren't the ports the only people doing it at the time? They had the best wine. I love a little port wine after dinner.
Yeah, it's good.
Man, it's delicious. But I wanted to say this. We had Stan Pate on yesterday at 9 o'clock.
He called in?
He called in.
What did Stan allow?
Not much.
He doesn't like Luther, does he?
No. Doesn't like Luther at all. Well, I got the question out. I've been wondering. Has Luther ever prosecuted Stan or any of his business interests? I couldn't figure out why he was so... I asked him. I said, from whence comes your passion? But, you know, he didn't get much. He just said he was crook and all this stuff. And at 11 o'clock, Steve Flowers came on. So we talked Steve Flowers, Senate race.
Was Mowry here yesterday?
Mowry was here yesterday, as was Nate Dogg. It takes two people to replace you, Jack. I can't just sneak in here by myself.
Well, I do take up two chairs.
That is not true. But the rules on Friday, folks. You know the rules on Friday.
There ain't nairn
on Friday. You can do whatever you want. You call, talk about whatever you want, provided it's not profane. Provided it's not profane or it's not making fun of the sacred. We will allow your thoughts on a Friday morning, 9 to noon, Monday through Thursday. If you veer off topic, you might get bit. We might go after you. I also have, hopefully I'll have it at some point during this broadcast, a clip from Skipper's show today that I thought was hilarious that I asked Skipper to give me. This 107.1 The Vault is amazing. It's a wonderful channel station. It was on the airwaves years ago. It's back, and it is album rock, 70s, 80s. Think some people smoking grass with long hairs and circular sunglasses. I mean, that's kind of what you're thinking of when you think of this station. And not us, obviously, not Blue Water Broadcasting, but the artists from the 70s and 80s. That's what they were doing at the time. And so I was listening, and Skipper had a little skit where he interviewed the North Korean ambassador to the United States, Min Wing Ding. And it was hilarious. And so afterwards, I said, can you email that to me? I want to play it on my show. So hopefully I'm going to get that at some point during this broadcast. He's in the building.
I saw him earlier.
Yeah, hopefully he's getting right on that task. 272-9228 is the telephone number. 272-9228. I guess we take a telephone call early because there ain't Nairn rules. Is that right?
Yeah.
Might as well. Who's this?
This is Bob.
Bob. B-O-B.
Bob from Good Call
B-O-B.
Yesterday.
B-O-B. Yeah. As you say, the good Bob, okay?
Yeah.
Hey, well, listen. Rush Limbaugh, I think, has a wonderful perspective on North Korea.
Who?
He said Rush Limbaugh.
He's not on this station, is he?
They had him on Fox, just this clip.
Oh, okay. That's where you said
North Korea is about as dangerous as a pimple on a hog career.
What did I just say during the top of the hour break, Jack?
That you were not concerned about North Korea.
I said, I'm not worried about North Korea with their 1950s MiGs and their 1899 bolt-action rifles.
No.
Left over from World War One. No, I'm not that worried about them.
No, we shouldn't be.
Now, they do have nuclear material. That bothers me a little bit. But, you know, the more I look at it, Donald J. Trump is not going to put this country or any of our allies at severe, mortal risk.
Absolutely.
And you know why China is now bellying up to the bar and saying that they're going to
Now, they're saber-rattling themselves. Oh, the United States, they don't need to strike first. We won't support them if they strike first. Let me tell you, if North Korea was sitting there saying they're going to annihilate Beijing and Shanghai, don't you think China would take care of that? The reason...
Absolutely.
Let me tell you, there's a little trick to this, Bob. The reason China doesn't want us to deal with North Korea is that they know it'll take about 12 minutes. They know it'll take about 12 minutes.
There's
a small risk in every war or any battle action, and does involve a small risk. There is a small risk that some nuclear material is released into the atmosphere. But
right.
I don't think it'll be on a missile headed towards any foreign nation. I think it'll just be when their nuclear facilities get bombed, some of that material could be released. And that, there's a small risk of that.
I think they showed the...
I'm not done.
I'm sorry.
But,
go ahead.
But other than that, I don't believe Donald J. Trump would be doing this. The reason China doesn't want us to do it is that is a paper tiger that they've created in North Korea.
Right.
That is their way of keeping enough chaos over there that nobody pays attention to the fact that they're dominating the South China Sea shipping lanes and taking over islands and territory down there and extending their sovereignty beyond their borders. And they don't want the North Korea problem dealt with because then all of a sudden people go, oh, yeah, China, what are they doing? What's been going on over here? And so the longer we're worried about trilateral and six-lateral negotiations in North Korea, then everybody sort of gives China a free pass. And that, Bob, is the secret. And that, Bob, is what Donald J. Trump knows. And that, Bob, is why the North Korean problem is going to be dealt with sooner rather than later.
Well, they had a map on the television and one of the military leaders. It showed all these cities, and they're saying, we got bombers flying right near there with all the main cities pinpointed that they would take out. I mean, they would annihilate that country strategically, okay? But you're right. Good conversation. Keep it up. Have a good one.
And Bob,
thanks,
great call.
Bob.
That's good Bob right there. Good Bob, ladies and gentlemen. 272-9228.
His father was dyslexic.
Well, he was a fan of palindromes, Jack.
And he has a brother named Otto. And so,
hello, who's
that
this?
Tells you.
It's old Miss. How y'all doing this morning?
How you doing?
Quick question. I've been real busy at work, so I haven't had a lot of time to listen. But Donald Trump, your opinion on why he endorsed the Swamp Monster? Do you think it could have been because he didn't rely on the opinion of his attorney general?
I think it's simpler than that. I think it's simpler.
I think Jeff Sessions probably is for Luther, don't y'all?
Yeah. I think it's probably simpler than all that put together. Mo Brooks and the ads that articulate what he said about Donald Trump, I think probably irritated Donald Trump. And he's never going to throw his weight behind somebody that...
Oh, well, see, there's where you're mistaken. I'm voting for the only man in politics who can stand up and do what's right, whether he gets fired or not.
I've not seen
anybody with as much gumption as Judge Roy Moore in my whole life. You know, somebody will stand there and know that what the judge is being told to do is wrong, and he says, you can stand with me or not. Nobody decided to stand with him, and he took his lumps. You know, he's the only politician, or fixing to be hopefully a politician, that'll actually stand up, you know, for what I believe in and what he believes in.
Well, I don't want to be argumentative, but I totally disagree with you, but that's all right.
Well, I mean, and this is the great part about our audience. We have people that are supporting Mo and people that are supporting Roy, and there may be someone supporting Luther. Actually, we do have someone supporting Luther.
Yeah, I heard that one yesterday.
Yeah, Randall. Randall's supporting Luther. Randall's supporting. Oh, guess where Fox and Friends will be broadcasting live this Tuesday, Election Day. Guess where they're broadcasting from?
Where would that
Alabama
be?
State Capitol.
Worse. Jim's Restaurant.
Oh.
In Prattville, Alabama.
You're kidding
no,
me.
No, Fox and Friends, from 5:30 to 8 a.m. So here's what I expect. I want our good, clean, shaven callers. I want them to go to Jim's Restaurant in Prattville, and I want them to represent Alabama well on Fox and Friends. Okay, that's what we need. Can you be there,
well,
Ole Miss?
I've been to Jim's several times through years, so yes. You said between 5:30 and when?
8 a.m. That's when Fox and Friends is on.
You mean like Ducey and all those guys?
Fox and Friends, broadcasting live from Prattville, Alabama.
That's the funniest thing I ever heard.
That's outstanding.
I have to get slicked up and go by there. They serve a good breakfast.
That's right.
Do.
Get a little hydraulic fluid in your hair and keep it orderly.
There you go.
All right, appreciate it.
Well, gentlemen, I appreciate the answer to my question.
Yes, sir. 272-9228. Jim's Restaurant. Tuesday morning, 5:30 to 8 a.m., Election Day. They'll be broadcasting live from Prattville, Alabama.
I bet that place will be wrapped up.
Well, I encourage our audience to go, because we have the best audience around here. You know, the most
we do.
The professionals, the hard workers, the people that understand politics. What we don't need is are the people that they interview when a tornado goes through town. We don't need those people talking about the U.S. Senate race on Fox and Friends. You know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. I looked out the window. I saw a baby pool go flying
Sounded
by.
Like a freight train come through here.
I did,
blowed my roof off.
Didn't know what to do.
I ain't found my dog yet.
I thought maybe the kids got the blower out. All right. We don't want those people. We want our audience, our callers.
Shepard Smith was in Waveland, Mississippi after one of the storms. And there was a man who sadly had lost his mom. And I mean, the thing had come up to the water surge had come up to the second floor. And he got out and she didn't. And it took like 2 days to find her. And right before they went to a commercial break, you know, Shepard's like, we'll be right back. The man reaches behind him, pulls a bottle of Jack Daniels, and takes a big swig out of it right before the camera left. It was great. And just give us a little more time.
We'll be back.
Headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, and we're already starting to talk about back to school.
We sure are. And for the college kids that are moving into a dorm or an apartment, we've got everything you need right here. We've got the furniture, the beds, the chests, the lamps, the dishes, the silverware, whatever you need. It's right here. So why not shop here and be cool and comfortable and let mother sit in the rocking chairs?
And of course, when someone buys from Eastbrook, you know they're getting the real thing.
They sure are. You might slip up and get a piece of fiberboard furniture, but we try not to sell it.
This is also a great place for newlyweds maybe looking to furnish their first home or apartment.
Yes, it is. And you can do it so inexpensively here. Our prices really are hard to beat, and you're going to get furniture that'll last a lifetime.
All right, Doc, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday, 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Headley is your trusted source for quality metal buildings. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
May I see your health insurance card, please?
Ugh, I left it at home.
Delay of game on the patient.
Ooh, that's gonna cost him.
Wait, he's challenging the play.
But why is he pulling out his phone?
He's using the Alabama Blue app from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama. His insurance card is right there.
Unbelievable! He turned what looked like a busted play into a huge gain.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama. We cover what matters. Proud sponsor of college football. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Listen to Mo Brooks the other day bragging about attacking President Trump.
I have never taken back any of the words or comments I made. Let's be real clear about that.
Brooks keeps attacking our president.
I don't think you can trust Donald Trump with anything he says. He has alienated so many people in Republican Party ranks through his callous insults.
Just before the election, Brooks refused to say he'd vote for Trump.
That means you're going to vote for Donald Trump.
I didn't say that.
Mo Brooks, a never-Trump career politician. President Trump tweeted his endorsement of conservative Luther Strange. The president says, Luther Strange has done a great job representing the people of the great state of Alabama. He has my complete and total endorsement.
I'm Luther Strange.
Others attack our president. I'm fighting with him to drain the swamp, stopping illegal immigration with Jeff Sessions. I'm endorsed by the NRA and conservatives all across Alabama. I'll always follow my faith and fight for our conservative Alabama values. I respectfully ask you for your vote. I'm Luther Strange, candidate for U.S. Senate. I approve this message.
Paid for by Strange for Senate.
There has never been a better time to buy a new Chevy because right now at Capital Chevrolet, you can get up to 25% off a 2017 Malibu LT. That's right, 25% off. No other dealer can match this price. MSRP $27,540. Now it's Sonic priced at an unbelievable $20,640. Only at Capital Chevrolet, 711 Eastern Boulevard, or find new roads online at CapitalChevrolet.com. Save today at Capital Chevrolet, a premier Sonic automotive dealership. Stock number HF147613 with approved credit. See dealer for details.
Everyone knows your health is important, but so are your finances. For help with your physical and financial well-being, tune in to Health and Wealth. Weekdays at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Into News and Views, 23 minutes after 9 o'clock.
Gangnam Style.
Play a little Gangnam Style in honor of the impending nuclear apocalypse on the Korean Peninsula. Well, Jack, here's my problem with what's going on up in North Korea. You ready? I'm going to get it to you in one sentence. You're not ready. You're not ready for this kind of knowledge.
Okay.
I get it.
I don't need it then.
Trust me. Well, I'm not going to tell you then. If you're not ready for that kind of knowledge, I'm not going to give it to you.
Okay.
I will tell you that Midtown Pizza Kitchen is a generous sponsor of the first hour of this program every day. Were you aware of that? Were you ready for that?
I'm always ready for that.
Well, they are a very, very generous sponsor of the first hour of this broadcast every single day, and we thank them for that. They have two locations right here in the River Region, Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville on the Eastern Boulevard. No, wait a minute. That's Mattress Firm locations.
What in the hell?
They're in the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, and they're at the Zelda Place location right here in Midtown Montgomery. That's where Midtown Pizza Kitchen is. Hey, I don't know how this kind of snuck into the news and then died, but a couple days ago, Jerome Corsi, Infowars.com, reported Dateline Washington, D.C., that noted Clinton author Ed Klein affirmed the reliability for a source he published yesterday, so that would have been 3 days ago. So this story is 3 days old. That the Justice Department has reopened the investigation of Hillary Clinton's mishandling of classified information on her private email system and is considering offering a plea bargain if she were willing to plead guilty. Ed Klein is reporting this. Jerome Corsi goes in and says, No, I've checked with Ed Klein. He insists this is accurate. His source is a lawyer who is close to the Clintons as anybody. That they are talking plea bargain with Hillary Clinton. That would devastate the left.
Oh, man.
That would devastate the left. But would she be willing to do it if the terms of the plea bargain were they weren't allowed to go after the Clinton Foundation or any of those other type of people? Would she be willing to do it under those terms? Obviously, her pride would want to fight back. She's been an absolute mammoth fighting back anything negative with the Clintons.
I mean, starting with Whitewater.
Starting before Whitewater.
I had a friend who used to work for Senator Alphonse D'Amato from New York, who I think Schumer beat in the 90s,
mm-hmm.
maybe early 2000s, something like that. But she was a press person for Alphonse D'Amato, said the Clintons totally refused to cooperate with that Senate committee.
No, I'm talking...
But, I mean, this is what I'm saying is she has a history of standing up and not doing, you know, defying everyone.
This goes back before that. This goes back to the women who were accusing Bill Clinton of misdeeds back in the 80s that she just tried to destroy.
Yeah.
I mean, just tried to destroy. So that's... There is definitely a possibility here that...
One of the greatest nights in politics, and it just kind of... it didn't escape everybody, but it escaped the mainstream media, of course, where all those women sitting in the and gallery was it at the debate?
Yes,
one of the debates?
Yes, yes.
Yes. All those former people who claimed they'd been groped by Clinton, like three women sitting up there just going.
And there's that famous picture of Bill Clinton looking forward, but his eyes are cut all the way to the left, like more than physically possible. Like they've been pulled out of his head and turned to the left. When he got this look on his face, like, oh my gosh, four women, same spot. I think things like that turn the election. Who was responsible for that? Did Trump bring those women there?
Probably somebody like Paul Manafort or Bannon or he wasn't there.
No, it was somebody.
What's his name?
No. It was a journalist. It was one of these rogue journalists, like a Cernovich or trying to think of the guy's name, James O'Keefe or somebody like that. Somebody like that is who brought him. And they had the press conference ahead of time, and
it was just
Man, it was brutal, just brutal. But yeah, I don't know whether Hillary Clinton would do it or not. I do know this: the crimes the Clinton family, and it's a Clinton crime family. It's time we stop calling it President Clinton and Secretary Clinton. It's the Clinton crime family. It's hard to say Clinton crime family. It's like the Gambino family,
yeah,
the Bonanno family, the Clinton family. It's a mafioso. That's why they, never mind, I'm not going to say that. Left-wing magazine, The Nation. Now, we're talking about left-wing. When I say left-wing magazine, The Nation, what I really mean is these people are left of Lenin. These guys are so far left, they make the Communist Daily Worker look like a right-wing fish wrap. Looks like the National Review or something. The magazine Nation is so far left, they have a piece out saying that the Russian hack DNC narrative is in free fall. Here is author Patrick Lawrence assembled a finding here. He looked at forensic computer experts, former NSA officials. He concluded quite categorically what I have been telling you from the beginning. Going back 9 months or more, I've been saying this. There was no Russian hack. There was no Russian hack.
Yeah.
It just didn't happen. There was no Russian hack. He's got evidence in this piece. Let me see if I can find it here. All right. I'm going to read directly from the piece here for just a second. Bear with me. All this was set in motion when the DNC's mail server was first violated in the spring of 2016 and by subsequent assertions that Russians were behind that hack. And another such operation, also described as a Russian hack, on July 5. These are the foundation stones of the edifice just outlined. The evolution of public discourse in the years since is worthy of scholarly study. This is the way propaganda works, by the way. What's going on with mainstream media in the Democratic Party right now would make Goebbels drool. Possibilities became allegations. And these became probabilities. Then the probabilities turned into certainties. And these evolved into what are now taken to be established truths. You follow that? There was a possibility that Russians hacked. Those possibilities became allegations that Russians hacked. Those allegations became probabilities that Russians hacked. And those probabilities turned into certainties that Russians hacked. And those certainties are now taken to be established truths. And if you talk against them, it's like it's like talking against the earth being round. Whoa, this guy's crazy. He just denied the Russians hacked it. What is he, a flat earther? Now, according to the experts Lawrence cites, there was a group of, honestly, this is what they call themselves, veteran intelligence professionals for sanity, VIPs. They assembled a bunch of former NSA experts and former CIA people and that. They call themselves veteran intelligence professionals for sanity. Here's what they concluded. A Russian government cyber attack on the DNC's computer is likely not even a possibility. Group examined several aspects of the email's journey to the public eye, concluded it cannot be made to comport with a hacker in the former Soviet Union. Why? Apparently, the files were transferred to a data storage device at a speed not possible over the internet. Where have you heard that first? News and Views, months ago. Metadata also indicates that the emails were taken by someone in the Eastern Daylight Time Zone and then deliberately copied and pasted into a Microsoft Word file that had its language settings changed to Russian in a ruse to throw off investigators. Where have you first heard that? News and Views, months ago. The conclusions of four of VIP's investigators was unanimous. Back to the piece. Here's what he said. All those interviewed came in between 90 and 100% certain that the forensics prove out. The laws of physics don't lie, Ray McGovern volunteered at one point. It's QED theorem demonstrated, William Binney said in response to my question. There's no evidence out there to get me to change my mind. When I asked Edward Loomis, a 90% man, about the 10% he held out, he replied, I've looked at the work and it shows there was no Russian hack, but I didn't do that work. That's the 10%. I am a scientist. This thing is falling apart. Jack, the implications of this not being a Russian hack and instead being a propaganda operation led by the deep state, the FBI, CIA, NSA, led by the DNC in coordination with the deep state, FBI, NSA, CIA, and the mainstream media, CBS, NBC, ABC, MSNBC, NPR, and every other liberal Democrat hack posing as an objective journalist, could not be more grave. I don't know that our country can survive this revelation. And I don't say that lightly. If it turns out that I am right, and what I've been saying on this program for close to a year is correct, that there was no Russian hack. There never was a Russian hack. The Russians weren't involved in this in any way. That these emails were taken rather by a DNC insider and filtered over to WikiLeaks. The implications of that are absolutely astounding. They are more damaging than a nuclear weapons strike on the United States of America. That I predict, that I believe with all my heart. Because the implication, I mean, a nuclear strike, well, at least we have an enemy. And that enemy is foreign. If this turns out there was no Russian hack, we have an enemy. But the enemy is domestic.
I know. It's unreal. It just... And you know, I mean, where did it come from? Who dreamed this up?
The NSA, CIA, FBI, DNC, in concert and coordination with NBC, CBS, ABC, all led by the same globalist corporatist puppet masters. I go back to the statement. I go back to the line I go back to time and time again. You're probably sick of hearing it. When Donald Trump stood up at his inaugural address and said, I'm going to turn this government back over to the people, he did not mean he was going to start implementing ideas that the population wanted. No, instead what he was talking about was, we're going to root out the embedded bureaucrats who really run this country, the ones who tell John McCain and Lindsey Graham and Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski when to buck our duly elected president and when to make sure he doesn't get anything accomplished.
Well, he needs to start within his own administration.
Agreed.
And weed out all these career bureaucrats in every department, every agency, every commission. Get rid of them all.
I couldn't agree more.
Put your own people in there.
Riley Manning, RileyManningPainting.com, 799-1284, 799-1284. That is the number if you want to get in touch with greatness. If you would prefer average to below average painting quality, then call someone else. Call someone else. If you want greatness, if you want the best, pristine, top of the line, legendary, 48 years of experience in the business, trained professional painters who have been with them 20, 25, 30, 35 years, give Riley Manning a call at 799-1284. That is the double secret bat phone. That's where you get, well, you'll always get the Riley Manning guarantee. You pay no money up front. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Riley Manning, RileyManningPainting.com. 799-1284. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman, more on the other side.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Biggest sale of the year during the summer clearance event at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Prattville and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery. We've acquired truckloads of extra inventory and additional staff to sell more than ever before. This week only, take $12,000 off MSRP on every remaining Ram Bighorn Crew Cab pickup or 0% APR financing up to 72 months on almost every new car, truck, or SUV. Got a bump in your credit? That's okay. We have lenders that can get just about anyone approved. Plus, Brubaker wants your trade in any condition, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth. Our biggest sale of the year. $12,000 off MSRP on every remaining Ram Bighorn Crew Cab pickup or 0% APR financing up to 72 months. So what are you waiting for? This week only at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram of Prattville on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery or online 24/7 at Brubaker.com.
Qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital Finance 3888 public 4000 finance no sales plus tax tag title and .VL rebates to dealer negative equity may be applied to new loan offers don't combine.
Let's visit Pipsqueak and the boys and see what's up at Airport Trailer.
Yeah, I'm going back to school. I want to be a well-rounded trailer. I say you don't say, boy.
Hey, I want to talk to you about my schedule.
Who's this guy? That's Thornton Mellon Trailer. My dad. He's taking me back to school.
When's our first class?
The schedule says 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock? No good. I got a massage 11 o'clock. Tell him to make it 2 o'clock.
These boys will be lucky if they find the campus.
Hey, folks, it's on me. Shakespeare for everyone, okay?
It's time for midsummer savings on Big Tex trailers. With all the rain we've had, it's still hay season. Check out the Big Tex Goosenecks. Airport Trailer and Big Tex have it all. You know that Big Tex has the perfect lawn and landscape trailers, and it's just about time to start moving cattle. Check Airport Trailer's selection of CM stock trailers. Get to Airport Trailer today and find out what owning a Big Tex can do for you. Shop the full line of Big Tex products at Airport Trailer, your River Region Big Tex dealer. New trailers, repairs, or tune-ups. It's Airport Trailer. Call 288-5785. Make your trailer come to life at Airport Trailer.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to price your home to sell fast. Price your home to sell within 30 days. Over 25% of home sales take place in the first 30 days. Make yours one of them. Selling your home in the first 30 days will net you 8% more than at any other time, so be ready to move. Always compare your house to MLS information, not Zillow, or what your neighbor said he got for his house. Only realtors can give you the true sales figures for your area. Offer to pay part of the closing costs and provide a home warranty. Your house will sell quicker if you do. Pricing your home right brings more buyers to your door and more offers to consider. Multiple offers are great for the seller. Price your home slightly below the competition because they are probably overpriced for the market. For all the pricing details for your home, call your real estate source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or look us up on the web, thegoodsongroup.com.
I'm Roy Moore, and I approve this message.
Well, folks, Judge Roy Moore is ahead in the polls, and that's ruffled some feathers in Senator McConnell's Insiders Club. They just don't like conservatives. So now they're running ads, lying about Judge Moore and his record.
No surprise there. The Senate's been telling us lies for years, like how they're going to repeal Obamacare or balance the budget. Well, we trust Judge Moore. And so does American action hero Chuck Norris.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Norris. Today, I want to tell you about a real hero, Judge Roy Moore. Judge Roy Moore is a man of integrity. He has never backed down from standing for what is right. That is why the Washington establishment is spending millions of dollars in trying to defeat Judge Moore. So please join me in supporting Judge Roy Moore for the U.S. Senate.
Vote on Tuesday, August 15th for Judge Roy Moore, the conservative outsider, paid by Judge Roy Moore for U.S. Senate.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Effective June 2017, there's been an increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Hazard endorsement required. Visit WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Flash flood watch continues in effect again today through tonight. Mostly cloudy. I think there'll be some partial sunshine later, enough to get us up to about 90 for a high. Scattered showers and thunderstorms become much more numerous by this afternoon and this evening, and a few showers continue overnight, low 75. Tomorrow and Sunday, highs around 90. Partly sunny, a generous supply of afternoon and evening storms, about 50% coverage both days. Download our weather app. It'll keep you on top of the weather with push notifications for watches and warnings like we had yesterday, and future radar and radar plus hourly forecasts. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Back into News and Views, 44 minutes after 9 o'clock.
You know, I like that song. I dedicate it to Kim Jong-un, whatever his name is. That song, the gun.
The former dictator of North Korea.
Yeah, he's going to be sweeping the streets he once owned.
He's probably just going to be a little pink mist, is my guess. 2729-228 is the telephone number. Going to head back to those telephones in mere moments. Want to tell you about my friends over at Mattress Firm. Three locations right here in the River Region, Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, on the Eastern Boulevard next to Lowe's, or out at East Chase. Stop in for those daily deals and the coolest sleep sale ever. The coolest sleep sale ever. Why do I say it's a cool sale? Well, multiple reasons. One is they've got really cool products, even if you don't get the ice-cool technology. But if you do, you can sleep cool, and I mean like reduced temperature cool. You know how those hot, muggy Alabama nights are in August where it's going to thunderstorm every day? I look at the weather for Tuesday, and there were thunderstorms in the thing. There were also thunderstorms for the next 28 days, right? A 60% chance, 28 straight days or whatever. Well, that's just called Alabama summer. It's a little tropical weather down here. Well, you get hot, it's muggy. Right? The dew point's approaching 75, 78 degrees sometime. And what you need to do is go over to Mattress Firm, check out that Serta Eye Comfort Temp Touch technology, that Beautyrest Black Hybrid with Black Ice technology. You can see how cool you can actually sleep. So find one of those three locations. Get over there, save money, and sleep happy. That's Mattress Firm.
You know, there's a saying that will be uttered over and over again if we go to war with Korea.
What?
At Kim Jong-un's funeral.
What?
Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. If you'd listen to Donald Trump, you'd still be with us.
Patrick.
Good morning, you French Republicans.
Bonjour.
Let me tell you real quick. I've been meaning to tell you for ages. You need to get Rusty to do you a little spot.
Yeah?
And about French Republicans. And find the Kim Darby segment in the movie Better Off Dead, where she has cooked she's playing the mother of John Cusack, and for the French trade student, she has cooked a French dinner that consists of French soup, French bread, French fries, and French dressing.
You left off French toast.
Oh, yeah, French toast. That was one of them, too. But let me get on to this article from The Nation. I read it and was absolutely stunned. But then, worse than that, I've been keeping a timeline every time someone comes up with dates quote states, and there were several in there that fit in this in a very, very uncomfortable way. You want me to read them to you?
Yes.
Hold on just a second. Let me pull it up.
Oh, you said you're going to read it. I thought you were ready to go.
Oh, I am.
He wasn't locked and loaded.
We expect production perfection here.
Well, I'm working off a phone, buddy.
Oh, that's the worst. That's the worst.
Hang on. Here we go. I'm going to have to go back. Okay. May 3rd.
He expected me to say no. Okay. That's what we're learning right now.
I got to give you a couple of things here before I get into the things from the Nation, the dates from the Nation thing. May 3rd, Prince Reince Priebus declares Trump GOP nominee. June 9th, Don Jr. meets with the Russian lawyer set up by Fusion. June 12th, Assange announces he will be publishing documents from the Hillary campaign. That's from The Nation. So are the next few. June 14th, CrowdStrike offers no proof but privately reports Russian malware found on DNC servers. Tell me that June 12th and June 14th aren't connected there. Try to tell me that. That Assange announces he's going to be publishing, then CrowdStrike comes out and says Russian malware. Now, next, June 15th, Guccifer takes credit for the DNC hacking, posts 5 documents, but this is in there, was proven to have been pasted on the Russian primary language template. That was from The Nation.
So I see where you're going. You're saying The Nation has been spot on this story from the beginning.
I think it fits in everywhere. Now let's go to that. June was the month that the first FISA warrant was applied. We don't know the date.
Yeah.
So that, and it was denied. June 5th. 1,976 megabytes of data were copied from the DNC server inside job. 87 seconds is all it took. Okay. July 6th.
Yeah, no. You're just covering everything I covered in the last segment. I just did it cleaner and more entertainingly.
Guccifer claims a second hacking of DNC. Which, you know, he's just repeating. In other words, he's saying that he got he's Assange's source, I assume. What happened June 10th?
I'm waiting with bated breath. I don't have the timeline in front of me.
July 10th. We're in July now, not June.
Okay.
July 10th, Seth Rich was killed.
Yes, that's right.
June 14th, DNC.
I thought we were in July.
No, July. Yeah. July 14th, right. The DNC.
We can't do that way. I hear radios turning off all over the river region. So we got to do it in cleaner, concise, more entertaining ways. I understand your point, and if your point is The Nation has been on this from the beginning, I was not aware of that. I will go back and read The Nation archives and see how they have been on this story from the beginning. But the important part is they were right. Yesterday, whenever they wrote this piece that I read, they were right yesterday. These are things we have been saying on this radio broadcast from the beginning. I've even gone over some of those exact dates that you just gave in your timeline.
Yeah, but it is absolutely amazing how all this fits.
No, listen, you are right, Patrick. You are 100% right. There was no Russian hack. Anyone out there who believes there was a Russian hack has no intellectual thought capacity in their body. They just don't. They just don't. They've not thought about this critically. They've not been given the information. They're ignorant to the facts. There was no Russian hack. My question is, the question I brought up today, what are the implications of that? Because if there was no Russian hack, it is bigger than being attacked by North Korea in Seattle. Because if we were attacked with a nuclear weapon in Seattle, we know who the enemy is. He's easily identifiable. He's outside this country. He wears a North Korean military uniform. And we can invade him and kill him and shoot him and do away with him and win that war. If there was no Russian hack, our enemy is domestic and we don't know who he is. He's a nameless, faceless bureaucrat somewhere in the Washington, D.C. area. He works in newsrooms. Reporting places. He works in newspapers. He works in television stations. He works in radio stations. We don't know who the enemy is. It's widespread and domestic. That was the point I was making this morning.
This is huge.
This is bigger. This is one of the biggest news stories since the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor 1941. And that's God's honest truth. This is bigger than 9/11.
I agree. I truly do.
All right, got to run. Thanks for you.
Okay.
272922. That's Patrick. He's woke. He's on the ball, baby. He's on the ball. Who is this?
Hey, it's Who's Your Daddy.
Hey, Nate. What's going on, my friend?
Not much. Hey, man, that was a lot of foreplay for no finish there.
Well, you know, the dates, there's good radio and there's NPR. And we don't.
Hey, Jack, how you doing?
Oh, sorry, I had you off where you got up.
How you doing?
Hey, you know, I'm surprised you were talking about, you know, some of Clinton's mistresses over the years earlier. I'm surprised none of them wound up dead.
Good point.
Okay. Some of them did. I mean, you talking about Clinton's mistresses?
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to go back and do that research. Some of them did.
Catherine.
Oh, well, excuse me, Mr. Coleman.
No, one of them, didn't that Kathleen Willie, did she not, one of them.
It wasn't Kathleen Willie, she's alive. But
she got death threats. Kathleen Willie did get death threats.
Yeah, no, there are some in his wake who are dead, who are women who were alleged to be carrying his children and other things. So, it wouldn't be the first.
I will have to do that research.
Yeah, do the little research.
All right, well, y'all doing a good job today. I still haven't really recovered from the rabbit hole yesterday, and I got to get my head straight again.
Got to.
You blew my mind, man.
That happens. Do some research. It's all fact.
All right, y'all be good.
Appreciate
and I'll talk to you later.
Thanks. 272922. I found this clip, but I have not tested it. I've not tested it to see if it has any foul language. So if I, all of a sudden we go to a break and hit a dump button, that's what happened.
Hi.
Now, in honor of our special guest, I've created dinner mondue. First, we have French fries and French dressing and French bread. And to drink, ta-da, Peru.
French Republicans. 6 minutes to the top of the hour. We'll be back.
Well, oh, south side of Chicago is the baddest part of town. And if you go down there, you better just be well.
Start your morning out right with Greg, Rich, and Jay. Mornings 6 till 9, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is Tripp Pittman, Republican candidate for U.S. Senate. This Tuesday, you have a real choice. You can vote for a businessman like me who has balanced budgets and fought big government. Or you can vote for a career politician or Washington insider who will maintain the status quo. You have a real choice. A choice between a conservative reformer and politicians who do nothing but grandstand. This Tuesday, August 15th, let's send a message, Alabama. Vote for me, Republican Tripp Pittman. I'm Tripp Pittman, and I approve this message.
Hey, Mary, I'm heading to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel Montgomery for some fun. Want to go?
Oh, I don't know. I've been thinking about going, but I'm not very lucky.
Don't worry. Wind Creek will cover your first day of play up to $1,000 in free play, and they'll give you a $10 food credit just for signing up for their rewards club, so you can play worry-free, and you can eat for free.
But do people really win?
Heck yeah, all the time.
Well, I could use a little excitement. Wind Creek Montgomery, here we come.
Minimum $75 loss required. See player services for rules.
Marguerite's has big news. Marguerite's is moving to Peppertree in Montgomery. So, will there be a moving sale? You better believe it. Marguerite's says sell it all. Jewelry, diamonds, gemstones, and giftware will be offered at prices never seen before. Marguerite's moving sale is at their Auburn and Montgomery stores, Monday through Friday, 10 to 7, Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5. Layaway till Christmas. New items daily. All sales final. No returns or exchanges during sale. You will never see jewelry prices this low. Sell it all.
Well, hi there.
Hi, I'm Jenny, your new next-door neighbor.
I'm Jody. Come on in, have a cup of coffee, and meet my four kids and two dogs.
Wow, your house is beautiful. How in the world do you keep it so neat with all this activity?
I'll tell you my secret. baby gates. And I use Southern Bell's cleaning service. They are easy to deal with. I love a small company. I've got their card in my purse. See? 546-0715. The kids love their Aunt Callan, and I'm their biggest fan on Facebook.
Southern Bell's Cleaning, a locally owned cleaning service that does cleaning the old-fashioned way. They're on time. They bring all of their own supplies, and they really know clean. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's Cleaning today. Full-service residential, commercial, post-construction cleanup, and vacant properties. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service. Call 546-0715 or on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
I'm Roy Moore, and I approve this message.
Well, folks, Judge Roy Moore is ahead in the polls, and that's ruffled some feathers in Senator McConnell's Insiders Club. They just don't like conservatives. So now they're running ads, lying about Judge Moore and his record. No surprise there. The Senate's been telling us lies for years, like how they're going to repeal Obamacare or balance the budget. Well, we trust Judge Moore. And so does American action hero Chuck Norris.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Norris. Today, I want to tell you about a real hero, Judge Roy Moore. Judge Roy Moore is a man of integrity. He has never backed down from standing for what is right. That is why the Washington establishment is spending millions of dollars in trying to defeat Judge Moore. So please join me in supporting Judge Roy Moore for the U.S. Senate.
Vote on Tuesday, August 15th for Judge Roy Moore, the conservative outsider. Paid by Judge Roy Moore for U.S. Senate.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Glenn Campbell, Jack Campbell. The is this late, your cousin Glenn?
The late Glenn Campbell. No kin that I'm aware of.
Was he living in Nashville when he died?
I don't know, but he was great. I mean, obviously a lot of fun. He got a DUI.
I'm surprised it made national news, to be honest with you.
That it did?
It did, yeah.
It was in the New York Times.
I know. That's why I'm surprised. I mean, wow. It was a CNN alert on my phone. Well, he may have been a Fox News alert, too.
Very, very popular in the day.
Yeah, but I mean...
But everybody liked him. I mean, yeah, you know.
Nice guy, nice guy.
He was a good guy.
Looked like a hardcore drinker. Big old bubble face and all that.
Yeah, well, you know, it was later in life when Rhinestone Cowboy wasn't selling that well anymore.
27292.
The royalties were running out.
Gotta hit that Jack Daniels. 272-9228 is our number. We're going to go to the top of the hour break, play a little news. Don't forget this hour of the program, generously sponsored every single day by our friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, two locations, High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, or the Zelda Place location right here in Midtown Montgomery. Make your plans.
It's bubbling right now.
Bubbling.